With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by EdgeBoost. EdgeBoost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And finally, you can follow me at my All Sports Twitter account. It is at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. The pinned tweet on that Twitter account is always my P&L from the previous month. So you can see the month of April. And that was the 119th month in a row of transparent track profit. All of my spreadsheets are posted up on the website, lockbetting.com. So moving on with this edition of Scamessa Italia, with 2 weeks to go, the main thing that is still on the line is European football, namely Champions League football. And this is a result of the complete shit show that Italy has been this season, where they deducted Juventus 15 points, gave them their points back. So they ultimately took Juventus out of the Champions League positions, then inserted them back into the Champions League positions, and have now handed them down a new deduction of 10 points, which once again takes them out of the Champions League positions, but still gives them a faint hope of getting into the Champions League via their league position and a good chance of still getting European football as they trail Atalanta by 2 points and they occupy the Europa League position, and Roma by 1 point and they occupy the Europa Conference League position. However, they are in the Europa League final, and they can secure Champions League football by winning that, which would mean Italy have 5 teams in the Champions League, which means Juve would get into Europe anyway via their current league position, but it would be the Europa Conference League unless they can overtake Atalanta, who they trail by 2 points. So that is the confusion that they've caused, but they can still also get into the Champions League position as they trail Milan by 5 points and actually play Milan this weekend and can reduce that down to 2 points going into the final day of the season. Although Milan, they will be playing against Verona on the final day at home, and you expect them to win that game. Although Verona, they are still trying to stay in the league with relegation still not decided, with Verona trailing Spezia by just a single point, with 2 games still to play. So let's have a look at this league table and try to make more sense of this. Napoli won the league a while ago. They are on 86 points at the moment with 36 games played. Lazio, they have now qualified for the Champions League. They are on 68 points, 2 points clear of Inter Milan on 66. Inter Milan just need one more point to get over the line themselves. And then you have AC Milan on 64 points after 36 games. They are 3 points ahead of Atalanta and 4 points ahead of Roma on 60 and 5 points ahead of Juventus. So you would think that if Milan can win on the final day of the season at home to Verona, no matter what happens in the upcoming game against Juventus, they will get over the line and they will qualify for Champions League football again next season. Something that did look in danger throughout the season. They did not look like they were going to qualify, but Juve have dropped out. They have allowed AC Milan to get back in. And Roma and Atalanta have been too inconsistent in the second half of the season in order to maintain a Champions League threat. Although they could still get in there if they were to go on a run, either one of them, if they were to win out between now and the end of the season, their final two games, they would still pose a threat to Milan, who face a difficult game against Juventus. But after the point deduction was handed down to Juventus, they laid an absolute egg on Monday night. That was a horrible performance from Juventus. Obviously, you could argue that they were reeling off the back of the points deduction, which came just a few hours before their kickoff, which you could argue was unfair anyway. But still, how many excuses can you make for them showing up at Empoli and losing by a 4-1 scoreline? Had they won that game, even with the points deduction, they'd be on 62 points and they'd be in a position where if they beat Milan in today's game, they would overtake them in the league table. And what better way to stick it to Serie A and the officials by winning your game against Milan and still qualifying for the Champions League, despite them handing you down a 10-point deduction. They now have a mountain to climb after that loss against Empoli, which really shouldn't have happened. Empoli have absolutely nothing to play for. They're a team that was sitting in 14th spot. They weren't trying to survive. They were already safe. That just moved them up to 42 points and to 14th in the table. And for Juventus to go there and to lay that egg and to suffer their ninth defeat of the season was really an appalling result for them, which now leaves them very, very unlikely to qualify for the Champions League. Although, as I said, there is still a chance they could have European football, because Roma, by winning the Europa League, will open up one more place for Italian teams. Fiorentina, by winning Europa Conference League, won't do that because they're 11th in the table, so they'll have no effect on the top, but Roma will. And Inter Milan, by winning the Champions League, that will not give Italy an extra place either. So it will need to be only Roma, who will allow five Italian clubs to qualify for the Champions League, with Atalanta dropping down to the Europa League and Juventus picking up that Europa Conference League spot. So obviously, anything could change in Italy. They could then decide that they want to rehand them down the 5-point deduction, an additional 5-point deduction, and go back to 15 points. Maybe the 10 points could be overturned again via a double appeal. I just don't know. Like, I don't know enough about the process in order to comment. It's just very, very bizarre when throughout the season you're handing out point deductions and then you're giving points back. And then you're taking the points away again and people don't know what they have to play for, because Roma for quite a few weeks have been resting players to primarily focus for the Europa League. Now suddenly they're handed a lifeline and it looks like they had a chance to qualify for the Champions League, via their league position, and not be in a position where they need to win the Europa League final. But they haven't been planning for that because they've been resting and rotating and been prioritising the Europa League. And now they're going to be cost a position via doing that, because they don't have enough points to make a serious challenge on the Champions League positions because of the way they've been picking their teams, thinking that Juve were going to be in there. So it's just an absolute shit show. This should never, ever happen. But a lot of things happen in Italy that should never, ever happen. And it kind of shows you the state that the league's in and what has been actually a positive season for Italy, where you had two semi-finalists in the Champions League with one guaranteed finalist, Inter Milan, in the Champions League final. You had two semi-finalists in the Europa League with Roma playing in the Champions League final. And you also have a Europa Conference League finalist as well. So three Italian teams in three European finals. That's a good year for Italy. But this Juventus stuff has been very, very embarrassing indeed. Before we actually move on to covering the games, let me ask you a question. Have you signed up yet for EdgeBoost? If not, you are missing out. EdgeBoost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Similar to buy now, pay later programs, EdgeBoost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Pay back the advance over four equal weekly installments. That's right, there's 0% interest. Edge also currently offers advances up to $2,500. So you can add $2,500 to your bankroll. My Edge Boost double down player today will be the lock at the end of the show. So you can get that at the end of the show. But until then, pause the show now and go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. You must be 21 years older to use this. It's only valid in legal gambling states. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. So let's move on to breaking down some of these games. We're not going to cover all of these games this weekend because some of them are somewhat irrelevant. So we do start with a game which I consider to be important at 5 o'clock today as Fiorentina host AS Roma. Fiorentina the 21-20 favourites. It's 12-5 on the draw and it's 13-5 here on Roma. Both of these two teams looking ahead to a European final. However, it has become a more important game for Roma with the point deduction re-added to Juventus. Therefore, Roma do have a chance of qualifying for the Champions League by their league position. Therefore, I do think they'll be playing a little harder here. I do think Mourinho will set up to win this game. But when he sets up to win games, that's usually a very, very defensive approach. Therefore, rather than taking Roma to win this game, I think under 2.5 goals would be my best play here for this game because they are going to set up conservatively with a defensive low block and they'll be looking to not concede a goal and nick this game with the chances that they create on the break via the counter or via set pieces. And that's what Mourinho will be looking to do. He'll be looking to win this in a Mourinho-esque fashion. Both of these sides are looking at European finals, so this could lead to them trying to conserve energy. So perhaps we'll see a very low-key 45 minutes, which will put us in a good position to cash. Under 2.5 goals has also landed in 5 of Fiorentina's last 6 domestic home games and in 6 of 7 of Roma's overall. They are a very, very good under team. Therefore, I would definitely not be expecting fireworks here, especially not in the first 45 minutes where one team are trying to preserve players. Well, really, both teams are trying to preserve players and Roma are quite happy to see out the first half with a 0-0 scoreline and push for the winner and to get closer to the top four in the second half. So I see a very low scoring first half, which puts us in a good position for the under 2.5 goals. We have good data for the under 2.5 goals as well. And that's going to be your selection here. And that's available at the price of 4-5 minus 125 here for this one. Up next, we cover another game here on Saturday. It involves Inter Milan and Atalanta. Atalanta now have a chance of qualifying for the Champions League once again, but they probably need to win this game. And Inter, they just need 1 point to get over the line to qualify for the Champions League. They are the 10-11 favourites to win this game. It's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 3-1 here on Atalanta. Expect Atalanta to push hard here for the win. And that will allow Inter Milan to score on the break. I think this is going to be a wide open game where we have end-to-end action leading to goals. I've no doubt that Inter are going to contribute towards a scoring. They are a side who come into this one having scored in 11 consecutive games. And they face an Atalanta side who have hit 6 goals across the last 4 away from home. This is a quick turnaround for Inter. They did win the Coppa Italia final on Wednesday. Therefore, they may be a little bit leggy and that allows Atalanta a better chance to contribute to the scoring because that's a side we're more worried about. We're not really worried about Inter being at home here, having scored in 11 straight games. So Atalanta is the more concerning side, but I do think they'll be able to take advantage of the fact that Inter will be leggy and get on the scoreline here as they chase the game and chase the win. The BTTS selection is juiced. It is available at the price of 8-13. If you shop around, there is some 4-6 minus 150 available, but the more wider price is 8-13. But that's still going to be our selection here for this one. Before we move on to looking at some of Sunday's games, let me quickly tell you about Shady Rays and Shady May. Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and much, much more. And if you don't love them, you can exchange for a new pair or return them within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always have your back. They have told us they will send you a brand new pair. No questions asked, even if you break your pair on the first day. For our international listeners, Shady Rays has you covered as well with shipping to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and here to the United Kingdom. Go to shadyrays.com, use the code SGPN for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. And remember, May is almost over, so make sure to take that receipt to sportsgallonpodcast.com/shady for your chance to win the $500 Shady May contest. That's sportsgallonpodcast.com/shady for your chance to win in the $500 Shady May contest.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
We now move on to Sunday, where I'm going to look at three of the games being played on Sunday. We start with Verona at home to Empoli, where Verona are the 7-10 favourites. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Empoli. You only need to glance at the league table to see who this game is more important for, and it's going to be more important here for Verona. Verona can get themselves out of the relegation situation this weekend with a difficult game coming up ahead of Milan that Milan will probably need to win to make sure they get into the top four. So the San Siro is going to be a very, very difficult place to go to on the final day. I don't see Verona getting past the 33-point mark, which means that they will need Spezia to not win any of their two remaining games. Now, the two are level on goal difference at the bottom of the table. So by winning this game, they will improve their goal difference. And obviously, you would think that would get pegged back by losing to Milan. But depending on what Spezia do, this could come down to goal difference. But of course, if Spezia win any of their two remaining games, they will be staying up. They host Torino on Saturday at 2 p.m. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens as a result of that. For me, this is a must-win game for Verona either way. Verona looked down when we resumed after the World Cup, so they've done very well even to get themselves in contention. The same cannot be said about Sampdoria and Cremonese, who went down relatively easily. But Verona have given us a relegation dogfight. They've given us a fight this season. They've given us a relegation battle. And we are now approaching the final few hurdles. And I think they'll put themselves in a position to have a say to stay up on the final day by winning this game. Empoli just come off a big win against Juventus. I think that was their final effort. This is definitely a letdown spot for a team who have absolutely nothing to play for. And obviously, there's very little statistical data that's supporting a team who are battling against relegation. But I think they turn up in this spot. And Verona on the money line will be my selection here for this one. Up next, we move down to the 5 o'clock kickoff, where Lazio will be looking to secure second place in the table. They are the wonderful favourites to do that at home against Cremonese. It's 11-2 on the draw, and Cremonese, who are already relegated, are the 12-1 underdogs. This is going to be a cakewalk here for Lazio, and I think they'll win without conceding a goal. Lazio have massively improved their defence this season. They have the second best defence in the league, conceding just 28 goals from 36 games this season. And I think they can win with a clean sheet against a Cremonese team who have been awful. They've scored 32 goals this season and have conceded 66, giving them a goal difference of minus 34. So Lazio should win. You could take Lazio to win and cover a handicap. You could take Lazio on under 4.5 goals. I've gone for Lazio to win to nil, which is a plus money selection, even money plus 100. Lazio won the reverse fixture here 4-0, and 7 of their last 8 home wins across all competitions have actually been accompanied by a clean sheet. I face a Cremonese side who have failed to score in 3 of the last 4 trips. So the win at home to nil appeals once again, and Lazio to win to nil, as I said, is a plus money selection here at the price of even money plus 100 here for this one. For the final game, we close out with the game of the week. And this would be so much more significant had Juventus got themselves a positive result against Empoli. Because I still feel the situation is this. This game doesn't matter as much to Milan as it does to Juve. Because if they win on the final day, they are in. Barring Atalanta overtaking them on this match day, this weekend, by winning away to Inter, because that could cause a monumental swing. If Atalanta win their game and Milan lose, the goal difference automatically changes and Atalanta go ahead of Milan going into the final day. Currently, they are 3 points ahead of them and their goal difference is 2 goals better. But obviously, if you lose a game, your goal difference gets worse. And if you win a game, your goal difference gets better. So no matter what happens, if Inter Milan are defeated by Atalanta and AC Milan are defeated by Juve, there will be a swing at the top of the table. But of course, it's worth noting, Atalanta are significant underdogs. Therefore, that's why I'm saying, I think if Milan win their final game of the season at home to Verona, they are in. But anything could happen. If it was that simple, we would all be multimillionaires from sports betting, and the sports betting companies, they would be the ones who would be out of business. There would be no sports betting, but that's definitely not the case. So anything can happen in the next two games. As for this one, I think that Juve have to turn up here in this spot. It's not something I want to bet on, but they are a team who need to win out to give themselves any hope of qualifying for the Champions League. And they are currently in a position where if Roma win the Europa League, they may end up in the Europa Conference League. So this is very much a game that Juve want to win to at least keep their Europa League hopes alive. The data here favours AC Milan. They won the reverse fixture 2-0 and are unbeaten in 4 against Juve coming into this. They've won 2 and drawn 2. Juve have just 1 win in their last 4, went down 4-1 at Empoli, and their mental state has to be questioned off the back of that result. Yes, that came immediately after the point deduction. The timing of it was massively unfair, but have they psychologically recovered here to pick up a positive result at home against the Milan team, who have avoided defeat in 9 of their last 12 games? If Milan can avoid a defeat here, it essentially ends Juve's hope and it keeps them in 4th place going into the final day of the season. And Milan have shown so far this season that they know how to set up away from home. They've done it in the Champions League, got positive result away to Spurs, positive result away to Napoli. So that's why they ended up in a Champions League semi-final. I think they can set up similarly here, make themselves very, very difficult to break down, and they can catch Juve on the counter-attack. And this is a Juve team whose mental state has to be questioned after the last result. I'm going to take AC Milan here on the double chance market to get themselves a vital point, and that is available here at 4-6, minus 150 here for this one. Closing out with your lock on the show. As you guys know, at the moment, the lock on the show is brought to you by EdgeBoost. EdgeBoost enables you to double your bet with no interest. To get involved, go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. So my EdgeBoost double down play of the day, your lock here for this show, is to take both teams to score in the game between Inter Milan and Atalanta, and that is at 4-6 minus 150. I think Inter Milan may be leggy after the cup final in midweek. This is a more important game for Atalanta. Inter may be looking ahead to the Champions League final with them only needing a point to make sure they qualify for the top four. But Inter can contribute here. They have scored in 11 consecutive games, which is why we're more so talking about Atalanta. But this is a side who have hit 6 goals across the last 4 away games. Therefore, I think this is a solid play that I expect to cash. And that is your lock on the show at the price of 4-6 minus 150. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.